Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight from wherever you are. It is Tuesday, September 26th, and you're listening to the big call. I hope we're reaching you all over the globe tonight. We've had a pretty good reach in recent months, getting out to as many as 190-some-odd countries and 24 million people. Not always that big a number, but it depends on how much of the Starlink satellite system our guys are able to get access to, because their Starlink system is getting pretty busy these days as they're getting everything connected for the quantum financial system and all that. So that's what we're doing. But welcome, everybody. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will, I'm sure, be a wonderful teaching that she's prepared for us tonight. So let's all pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the position that we find ourselves in, but thank you for everything that we have. We're grateful for everything that you've brought us and also for everything that is yet to come. We love the idea of this blessing coming to us. We know that we're called to be here at this time for such a blessing, and we're also called to do the right things as good stewards of that blessing. Help us to bring the best of the information that we have to everyone around the globe and to work with everyone that is part of Big Call Universe that wants to be part of our new future. New future. And thank you for all that you're doing to keep your people healthy, to heal them, and to provide for us. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I said this was a new future. A new future now that we're going into. So what would you teach us tonight in this teaching that you have prepared for us?
That's so beautiful, Bruce, because it's like laying a new ground. It's in the present. Yeah. You can choose a totally new, consciously chosen now and future. And so this is called Password to Wholeness and Peaceful Living in Christ, Moving Beyond Learned Blind Spots. Reflect on the past 48 hours. Was your energy loving and peaceful? Did your actions expand the capacity for others to bless? Let's journey beyond reactivity and embrace and move into what Christ has taught us. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Practice 1. Be the way, the truth, and the life. As Christ proclaimed, He is the way, the truth, and the life. Likewise, we can embody these qualities in our interactions. Be a source of love and truth. Offer blessings to help others connect with the larger universe, with God, and move beyond self-focus. And perhaps at the end of the day, you could ask yourself these questions. Did I embody Christ's way, truth, and life today? How did I offer love and truth to others, expanding their ability to connect to the larger world? 2, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. John 13:34. Practice 2, love others unconditionally. Love as Christ loved us unconditionally. Enrich your relationships, fostering a world where love knows no boundaries. Did I love others unconditionally today? How did my love contribute to a world where love knows no boundaries? 3. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Practice 3. Shift your focus. Focus on higher truths and values. Shift your heart toward inner peace and divine love, radiating blessing out to others and reducing your reactivity. The end of the day reflection, did I focus on higher truths and values today? How did I experience inner peace and share divine love, unconditional love with others? 4. Let the one without sin among you throw the first stone. John 8:7. And practice 4. Practice non-judgment. Cultivate a non-judgmental attitude. Imagine a world where understanding and empathy replaced hostility. End of the day reflection. Was I non-judgmental in my interactions today? How can I promote understanding and empathy instead of coming across as hostile? 5. Scripture from Christ. Do not resist the one who is evil. Matthew 5:39. Respond with nonviolence. Respond with kindness and peaceful solutions. Be an instrument of harmony and reconciliation. End of the day reflection. Did I respond with nonviolence today? How did I contribute to the harmony and reconciliation in my relationships? By embracing these practices and moving beyond learned blind spots, choosing consciously and becoming a conduit for Christ's love, you transform your life and the world around you. Imagine what we as humanitarians and builders and leaders of the future can do when we practice these passwords to wholeness and peaceful living in Christ. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Very cool concepts in that teaching. I like that a lot. And as you know, Sue, with my limited vision, I do not use the B word, so I will not refer to it tonight.
B word.
Yeah, the B word, yeah.
I don't know what the B
word
is.
Blind. No blind spots. I don't do blind.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sorry. Okay. God, that was really
so
okay for me.
I will not refer to the B word.
I see.
Anymore.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
and, yeah.
You got me.
Okay.
You could say our blocks. Just say blocks. Just say blocks. That will suffice.
As opposed to B spots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm sorry.
Good
I didn't
thing
even
it wasn't G spot.
That, yeah.
But you know, it was good, Sue, because you were talking about a lot of concepts about forgiveness, about love. I didn't quite get the verse clearly about loving, the enemy part. I know we're supposed to love our enemies, even though they do evil to us. I'm wondering if that's where that verse is coming from. But it, you know, this is a concept, you know, when we evaluate, I know Bob is great at this, evaluate what we did today in terms of loving unconditionally. That's the God kind of love. That's the agape love in the Greek. That's the God kind of love. The phileo kind of love is the friendly, the friend type of love. And then, of course, there's eros, erotic love. So to have the God kind of love, the agape love, that takes a Christ heart. That takes a heart that's centered in Christ and that allows God's love to pour through us, literally like that river that flows, the river of living water that Jesus described to the woman at the well, you know, and then about, you know, the idea of those who are without sin cast the first stone, and everybody dropped the stone that they had in their hand, because all of them, when they came to that realization, they said, no, I can't throw this stone, because who am I to say that I am without sin? And that was the point that Jesus made before the woman was about to be stoned for adultery. So, you know, what's cool is that God, you know, has given us a graceful attitude and forgiveness. You know, the God kind of forgiveness is amazing. And we receive that by faith. You know, that's what his grace, you know, is what we receive by faith. But when we believe something, we have to believe it not with just head knowledge, not just by rote memory and saying something, but we believe it mind, soul, and body. We believe it completely with our entire spirit being, the essence of who we are. That's where our belief has to come from. And I think that was a good reminder for us to realize that, you know, that forgiveness that God has for us through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is there for us, but we have to receive it. And we receive it by faith. And faith is the same thing, really, as believing. So by believing in what God did for us, what Christ did for us in his resurrection, that's really where the rubber meets the road. That's really where it is for us. So I think there were five good concepts there, sweetheart, or the Sioux, as it were, that I really enjoyed. I think they're all good. And I've left several for Bob to comment on. So Bob, let you take over at the plate and see what you thought of that teaching.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. Once again, this is a great time here for me to just reflect on this teaching about, you know, the password to wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
And to shift the focus to something else other than what it is that you might be, you know, kind of stuck on and perseverating on.
Mm-hmm.
And that can easily happen, especially if there are circumstances in life that are irritating to you, and they're happening mm-hmm. over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very good to do reflection, as you said, you know, was I at peace today? Was I loving towards others today? 'Cause sometimes it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but reducing this reactivity, which you mentioned, it makes me think of Bruce Lee, who once said, life is not about gaining things and adding things. It's about chipping away at the unnecessary.
Mm.
And
okay.
There's so much unnecessary on a given day that people can think about that are not coming from the place of God's love, and to chip away at those unnecessary things, you ask, well, how do I chip? What's the tool? where's the chipping hammer, right? And Bruce had mentioned earlier about revising, looking at the end of the day, as Sue said, look at the end of the day and ask, was I like I intended to be at the beginning of the day?
Right.
And if not, revise it. Make a vision of how you wanted to act and go back to that time of day and relive that scene and choose to snip it out, right? With the magic shears of revision. Mm-hmm. You cut that part out of your timeline, bring a vision of how you wish you were, insert it in as if that's what really happened, and come forward. Mm-hmm. Now, you know full well that that's not what really happened, but it's a trick because your unconscious mind does not know.
Doesn't, yeah.
And so you can use the revision shears to do this, and it also works really well if you use tapping or the emotional freedom technique. And as you do each day, this is how you chip.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to ask, you know, well, why are we chipping? Why are we bothering with this? Mm-hmm. And like a sculptor who chips, right? Michelangelo said, you know, there's a beautiful statue within that block of marble, and I just chipped away what was unnecessary to mm-hmm. do what? To reveal the beauty within. And that's why you want to chip away at yourself, the parts that are holding you back, because that reveals the beauty within, the love that's within you naturally. All the great things that are within you naturally that might be hidden by those things that you can chip away. And then, you know, the password to wholeness, right? It's, you know, if you've come to see God and you approach the gate and you say, hey, I've come to see God and I was told that you could give me the password. And you discover you knew it all along, as the messenger simply says, look within. The password is look within. There's no God to discover.
Beautiful.
At another time, in another place. There's no distant God. He was there all along.
Yep, there since the foundation of everything, yeah. The Creator himself. Thank you very much, Bob. That's good, really good. Bob, did you ever use a tape splicer to splice audio tape?
No, I never did, but I knew people who did. Yeah, I've watched people do that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, really, when you do that and you kind of take two pieces of tape and splice them together or take a section out and do an edit like you're suggesting. Yeah, pretty cool.
Well, when you do an edit with movie editing or, you know, video mm-hmm. editing software, mm-hmm. You click on the scissors, a picture of the scissors, and then you go to the beginning of where you want to snip out, and you drag and to the part at the end where you're going to skip. And then once it's highlighted, you hit the scissors again, and it disappears.
Yep.
And if you want,
it's
you
a lot
can
easier.
Insert new stuff.
Right.
Yes.
We've even done an edit on the Big Call recording once or twice before, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with it from that aspect of it, too. Sue, that was a pretty cool teaching. I like the fact that you brought out, you know, the God kind of love. You brought out the idea of, you know, the five concepts and the actions that went with those. What do you think of that, and how do you apply that in your own life today?
Well, it was inspired by my own personal search in the past 48 hours, and mm-hmm. I love what you said, Bruce, about, you know, believing and embodying wholeness and peaceful living in Christ. Mm. And then what Bob said, which was, you know, remove everything that is not love and that is not about wholeness. And then you're going to be able to reflect and become more of that wholeness. And for me, I became conscious of, I try to be as conscious as I can when, and Bob mentioned this beautifully, when we're triggered or something is coming, something is rising in us, a truth is rising in us, and we want to speak truth. We can do that in a way that's kind. We can say, are you aware that when you said this, you may have been leaving out some aspect like this? And we have to pay attention to how we communicate. Are we communicating in a reactive way? Or are we communicating in a kind and loving way when we're speaking a truth? That's really where this came from for me.
Mm.
And I reflected and I realized that I was really very conscious of adding a truth, speaking a truth, and being very conscious and not like coming across with harshness or whatever, but really saying, are you aware that maybe you might want to consider looking at this aspect of something, so that it wasn't, you know, a reactive, critical approach to someone, but a loving, reflective approach. And that's what Bob was talking about, and something that I think mm-hmm. inspired this teaching is, if you did one thing, if you could take one thing from tonight, how can you come across with a loving intent, a loving voice, instead of a reactive voice, which is the world is basically, think about peaceful living and wholeness. It's basically based on a form of kind of violent reactivity. And if you can express truth with love and blessing, imagine what the world will be because you spoke up, but you spoke with a loving and blessing tone. It's going to be about the energy and the intention and the peace that you put out into the world while you're simultaneous. You can get triggered, just like Bob said, you know, it can be tough. But if you can be like just asking a question and being thoughtful and being deliberate and conscious about how you're responding to someone, number one, and then maybe they'll come back and they'll be very conscious, like, I really heard what you had to say, and I reflected on it, and this is what I learned from that. And that's how we create a peaceful world, is I think we're moving into a time where how a relational love time, like we're all in recovery from a violent power, dominance, control world. And so to learn, how do we approach people with these practices of reflection, kindness, gentleness, but most of all, how do I think of it as the relations relationship field, the field of connection. How am I creating connection when I'm speaking? How am I creating a sense of inviting someone in and imbuing them with blessing when I'm speaking? Or am I disconnecting, reacting, and being defensive or critical or whatever? But the real skills are going to be to notice what's going on inside of us, to watch as something's coming up, but to be able to have the mastery to speak it with love and to speak it as if you're in relationship with that person. You're not separate from them. That's the big work. That's the new, those are the new skills, is to be able to create a relational field of not me and you're separate from me, but you and I distinct, but together. And that's where that came from, is wholeness, the wholeness of relational field. So that's
good.
What inspired that teaching.
Thank you, Sue. Very good, and I enjoyed it, and I think Bob did too. And I hope everybody in Big Call Universe connects to it. And it reminds me of a documentary that I've seen in the last few days called Connected. And it was all about making connections, you know, with other people and other. It was terrific, really. It was a very good documentary on Netflix called Connected. And I thought it was something you would have enjoyed, Sue. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that very targeted teaching tonight. And
much targeted.
Yeah, duh. You think? You don't get, nothing gets by me, Sue. You know that. Nothing. Nothing.
DLW, directed love weapon.
DLW. Oh, I like that. That's good, though. I like that. All right, so, Sue, the question is, what day is it today? Is it Love Your Kitty Cat Day? Is it, you know, what is Jeannie going to bring to us today that says what day it is?
Love Your Kitty Cat Day.
That's what I'm referring to. Love your kitty cat today. Love your puppy dog today. Love one another today.
It starts with a praise times 3 day when we're lucky, and so okie dokie.
Let's go with Pastor Scott. Thank you, Pastor.
Coming from Wisconsin.
Do what now?
Okie dokie. Do the Wisconsin accent.
Okie dokie, eh?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's go to praise times 3.
Sometimes it's more like the UP of Michigan. Hey.
That's what it is.
Instead of A, it's hey. Okay,
I know.
All right.
Here we go for praise times 3. Well, my voice to text isn't working at all, and I can't use keyboard at all. Still have cognitive problems. Let's talk very shortly. And boy, do we appreciate your tenacity, Pastor Scott.
That's yes.
One of your core gifts. Let's talk very shortly about gratitude. I realize we take everything for granted. Think about it. I had to learn everything over. But Big Call Universe, God loves you and more than we know. Big Call Universe, think about it. Everything we will be doing is about love. So beautiful, Pastor Scott. And
well
devotion.
Said. Well said.
And a beautiful heart. And always pulling it all, no matter what. It's like you're like in your new supernatural infancy days. You fall down, then you get up. You fall down, then you get up. And it's just like God is like delighting in how You just are totally anti-fragile. Nothing stops you because you're super loved. So we love you,
Pastor
Scott.
Totally resilient.
Exactly. Super resilient, anti-fragile. Here we go to Jeannie's world of fascinating days. Love note day. Grab a pen and paper and get ready to celebrate someone special this love note day.
Love note day.
Judy and Ken. That's who I thought of when I thought of that.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you they're listening. National Family Day. Take some time today to appreciate the people that make our lives meaningful. Better Breakfast Day is celebrated September 26th every year. Wake up, everyone. Mm. Let's make the most of our mornings. Eating a healthy breakfast has never been more important. I start my day with Bob's Super Bundle drink and have energy till midnight. Yay, Bob. Heavenly Father, we praise today for all the blessings we've received and continue to receive. Praise to God for loving us no matter what, for always being available to all of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, so true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for all the leaders on the big call. Pastor Scott, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Ann, Larry, and of course all the listeners on the big call. Thank you for the big call that Bruce started more than 12 years ago and Sue and Bob over 8 years ago. It's hard to believe, Bob, isn't it? Just like 8 years, Bob?
Bob's up to 9 years. He's over 9. He's over 9 years now.
So. Well, if he's over 9, then I'm at 8.5 years.
You're at least 8.5, yeah. Bob is at 9 years in July.
Jeez, it's just wild. Unbelievably
yes.
wild. Really a blessing to get together every Tuesday and Thursday and listen. I mean, it's just hard to believe. It feels like 2 years, which means we've been enjoying ourselves. Listen and learn from our wise leader. Also for Sue's great teaching last Thursday. Thank you, Jeannie. Ooh. And all the leaders' words of wisdom. It was absolutely excellent. So grateful to God for keeping us grounded, pushing us forward to the finish line, praying that this happens before the end of September. So grateful for this big call. Hope everyone has a very healthy, happy, and blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. We are all thankful for our big call family giving us an opportunity for praying, listening, and learning together. Thank you so much. What joy it is that we are able to gather together to pray and give praises to you on this big call. These are blessed times indeed. Coming together in prayer. Peace and blessings to everyone. And Jeannie, thank you so much for your amazing contribution and for your inclusive and complete and whole understanding of everything that we get to share together. So, very beautiful.
Yes.
And those are our praises for tonight. Bruce?
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Excellent. Jeannie, thank you for that. I just wish I'd known that it was have a great breakfast day today before nighttime tonight. But I can have a great breakfast tomorrow and celebrate it maybe tomorrow. But there were some cool things that you brought out, Jeannie, and I love the fact that, you know, you do want this to go by the end of the month, which is also my prayer. And all of our prayers, I'm sure. And maybe we'll be able to answer that question tonight in the Intel segment. So thank you for that, Jeannie. Appreciate it so much. Sue, thank you for handling those praise reports tonight. Pastor Scott, great to hear from you. Sorry that the tech isn't working for you to go voice to text, but I'm sure you'll figure that out. Somebody will help you with it, baby. And I know, listen, I can't do text without voice to text. I mean, thank God mine works, and usually it works. Every once in a while, something doesn't go out that I send. I sent Sue a text this afternoon she didn't get, and I thought, what in the world is going on with that? So, you know, these things do happen. But thanks for staying with us Pastor Scott. We do want your continued healing along with that of Jeannie and everybody else that's in need of prayer. We're lifting you up and believing for your complete and total healing in Jesus' name. So, Sue, now we move into your segment. And you and I talked earlier this afternoon, and let's see what it is you'd like to talk about now, given the information that we all have. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And this is always an opportunity. I love thinking about who is actually paying attention at this segment of the call. But it's so wonderful. I love energizing this segment with taking us out into what we don't know that we need to know. And tonight we're going to talk about a new aspect of freedom that I don't think you've thought of before, that is going to be crucial to the way you move in this new world we're going to be creating. And then we'll talk about the leadership bundle, but and a new class that we'll be starting next week. So I'll start there for a second.
Yeah.
Starting on Tuesday, October 3rd, so write this down, Tuesday, October 3rd at 7:25 p.m. until usually sometimes it goes from 9 to most of the time people don't want to get off the call. So 9:30, you can participate in the new future fields. It's about informational systems and leadership systems for a healthy new world. And what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about 150 leaders, social scientists, and futurists research that they put together on how we're going to need to create a future that is beyond the toxic ways we've approached leadership, power, control, domination, and how we need to rethink in a more holistic living system way. So why would you want to take this class? Let me just give you a little context. When this goes, Nisara will be coming out, Jasara will be coming out, whole new political system will be coming out, disclosure will be coming out. Every system on the planet will simultaneously be going through a disruptive new possibility. Let's talk, it's a possibility. But as anybody knows, if they've ever, redesigned something in their house or driven by, a car dealership that says, sorry that we're, it doesn't look very pretty, we're under construction, gone around construction sites and had to be in long lines with detours on, some interstate highway. Our brains are sensitive to picking up when there's a lot of change, there's a lot of new, there's a lot of things that aren't as stable or as we've known them. They're in a transition. But here's the good news. Anybody that's been in this for a while has learned to be in these ambiguity, or they're called VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, chaos, and ambiguity. You've learned that a little bit. Hopefully you're feeling like, okay, I can handle this. It's called VUCA. Came out of the military. volatility, uncertainty, chaos, and ambiguity. So you've got some skills. You're learning some skills about how to navigate a world that is in flux, in transition. Bruce is really good at it, you know, with the way he has to manage the intel and the way it's changing. And then you have to take extreme responsibility in Christ to anchor how you're going to stabilize yourself when everything around you, the people around you, the systems around you, everything is going to be changing. So this class is for people that want to be basically the undisturbed. You want to know how to access not only your own inner stability so that you can't be rattled, so that you can't be triggered, so that you can be stable in Christ no matter what is coming, what is around you, what's coming at you, but then making effective decisions. This is two segments will be on that, and two segments are going to be on these new domains. There's going to be exotic technology. There's going to be exponential change and exponential technologies that you're going to be able to access. And then there's going to be emergent new information. That means leading from the future as it happens. Very different from, okay, this is the way it's been in the past, this is what I know, this is linear, this is the way it's going to go. Very, very different. We're going to move into a non-linear, non-hierarchical. You most likely, unless you're working in technology, design, or art, most likely you've never been around the kind of thinking and designing that is going to be so fun. When I say fun, if you get just a little bit of this class, this is going to make you open up beyond these like little boxed versions of what your capacities are or the people around you, what their capacities are, and you're going to open up to a world where possibilities can happen, your ability to choose the best path becomes very clear, and you're able to expand into your greater capacities for making wiser living systems decisions. And this isn't just based on my experience of being in some bigger things and studying this stuff for over 40 years. This is based on 150 scientists, social scientists, and futurists. So it's a class that's for people that are captured by the possibilities of what they're going to be able to organize and get out onto the planet to heal the planet. So if that's you, then please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's integrated minds@hushmail.com. And just put future fields. It's like you're stepping out, you're touching the future, and you're going to be with people that are they like light up when they think about what is possible. That's who you're going to be with. You're going to be in a pool, literally, of people that are captivated by what they can create. So if you're a person that wants to create something that really makes a difference, this call is for your leadership and how to step into these new areas you've never heard about, but I'm sure will be very, very fascinating, practical, and strategic for you to know about. So that's that. And finally, this is just a little quick leadership tip. You're going to be moving into new areas of freedom. But I want you to consider this, because this is going to be the gestalt of the decade. Just, you can quote me on that. Sue says this will be the gestalt of the decade. Outer freedom is what we usually mean when we talk of freedom. So that means things like your ability to, you know, have something, some force outside of me limiting my action, or not enough money, or not enough this, or whatever external people, institutions, all of that. That's whatever you thought had been limiting your freedom on an outer level, that's one level. But inner freedom is the ability to act in a way that honors God, that is truest to ourselves, and that is in alignment with the highest and best future for all. When you know how to access that kind of inner freedom that isn't tying you to the past and who you have been, in other words, just because there's a great book on that, Personality Isn't Permanent, by our friend Benjamin Hardy, Bob. Just because you've been a certain person or a certain role or you've done this for people in the past doesn't mean that when this happens, you might not want to expand your capacity for inner freedom so you can be a whole new model. This is hitting me like a tidal wave. And I'm sure some of us really can feel that calling. Anybody out there feeling like, wow, I'm feeling this desire to expand beyond anything that I could in my limited little 3D version of self, any leadership or anything that I've ever experienced? Anybody ever feel like, wow, I wonder who I could be if I became infinitely free? Infinitely free. What does that mean? Interdependent, inter-sovereign, infinitely free. What would that mean for the collective? If you were infinitely free and everybody knew how to have freedom inside of themselves, but also to share that freedom with others. What if you didn't need to, like, get all your attention or your security or your... But you actually were able to source that inside of you directly from God? And then you could walk in that infinite freedom. Just imagine what... No sickness because you've been in the med beds or other things, or you've been taking boomer boost. What do you do when you have that increase infinite freedom? So all I want you to do for tonight is maybe reflect on, you know, the password, the teaching for tonight, wholeness and peace in Christ. And if you already had peace and infinite freedom, how would you be moving? How would you be experiencing? How might you influence and help to change the world just by being that, not by doing it, but by allowing that to be how you show up in the world. Wise, peaceful, and a blessing. So that's part of your inner freedom. And that's the part that is really, really going to require your practicing it, thinking about it, moving into it, deepening in it, and becoming relational about it so that we can help to change the world. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And if anybody's interested in your new class, Freedom Fields, what was it called, Sue?
Future Fields.
Future Fields. Yeah, yeah. Future Fields. This is a pre-registration time right now because that class wouldn't start until next Tuesday.
Right.
Which is, you mentioned that. You mentioned the 3rd being Tuesday. So this is pre-registration. Just people letting Sue know that they would be interested in taking that class should it occur.
Right, okay. And they won't have to pay for it, Bruce. They won't have to do anything to pay for it until Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
4 o'clock.
Yep,
4 p.m. Eastern. So that's good. And you mentioned the bundle, and we do have the bundle.
Yeah, but
plus
I didn't go into
bonus.
It very much, I guess.
No,
yeah, I didn't.
You didn't
into
finish
it.
No. You didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah,
thank
the
you,
idea
thank
of
you.
having the bundle at 400 and in the subject line putting
four-pack bundle plus bonus. Yeah, let me just go into that
line.
A little second because this is really important. I had a woman contact me over the weekend and then I got a chance to speak to her for a second. And she was the boss of her business. And I said, well, tell me how you're feeling about all this. And I said, on a scale of 0 to 10, are you anxious about it? Where are you? And she said, I'm a 1. And that was fascinating to me. She was very non-anxious. She wasn't nervous about it. Now, she's the boss. She's running her business.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why this is important for everybody. This woman was reaching out, and for people that are very calm and they feel, you know, that they can do this, she's reaching out, and she's going to be extremely effective because the people we need the most, and this is in the teachings, in the 4-pack, plus the new leader's healer, the most important thing you can do is be a calm, wise leader, a thoughtful leader. And just her attitude, if she's purchasing the course, and her ability to listen thoughtfully and be able to reflect on, how many hours is it, Bruce? 30 hours?
30 hours total.
What we've done is we've extracted from different systems of learning so that you're going to get an interdisciplinary. That means you're getting it from different systems of emerging leadership for humanitarians and for Zim holders. Nobody has done that. So if you're a person who kind of wants to have an interdisciplinary approach. In other words, you want to see how all these systems are going to come together and you have no idea what skills you need, what you need to be thinking. But basically, we're taking you into the future and we're saying, this is going to be happening, this is going to be happening, this is going to be happening. And by you knowing about it, you're going to be able to bring that to your projects with more awareness, with more skill, with more strategy, and it's going to be easier for your projects to gain traction in this new world. That's the whole point of the leadership bundle, is if you know by just listening for an hour and a half a week, you're going to get this new interdisciplinary approach to what you need to know to make your projects easier and for it to be easier, smarter, and more effective for you. That's mm-hmm. what you get. So if that's you and you want to make sure that you don't get bogged down with learning all this stuff at the last minute and you want to be understanding what's kind of coming down the road and what leaders are talking about, but you don't want to take it on so it's, you know, cluttering your head, but you need to know what's going on, then you want to get the leadership bundle. And all you have to do is write to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put leadership bundle 400 and you're going to get a $150 bonus on the new leader as healer. And this is what we get told. People say, I would have paid $1 million for this. We've had a person that has 5 charter schools, and we'll send you out a sheet on this. We always say, here's the description of the classes. And she said, I just feel like I understand the new system. I understand what's required of me. A lot of people, Bruce, kind of want to have, you know, what's this world that I'm going to be stepping into? What's the context? Yeah. What's the culture? What's it going to be like? Mm-hmm. And by getting yourself ready like this, it's mm-hmm. going to be about 90% easier. So you want to make it easier for yourself, just write us and we'll get it out to you probably tomorrow. And that's our
story. And the cost is $400. Payable
name,
by
yep.
Zelle
Cash App
or Cash App.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll do it. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Now, that's a lot of good information. So take advantage of that. It's really important. And a lot of people are signing up and that want that bundle. And I think you should all get it. It's really good. If you couldn't be part of those classes when they happened, try to get in and do it now and get that bundle. And you can listen at your own at your own pace. And it's a total of 30 hours of teaching that Sue's put together with her classes. So it'll ought to be a lot
hard
of fun.
That's only 5, and we've done 18. Wow, it's a lot.
Yeah, that is amazing. All right. Thank you, Sue. Let's move into the realm of health and nutrition. Bob, you know,
and
we're
so
talking
more,
a lot about...
And so much more modeling
and
the future.
And so much more.
Modeling
well,
the
you,
future
Sue.
Himself, yes.
Well, he does. He does. Yeah, so, you know, we love the testimonials. And just so everybody knows... Because sometimes it's hard to get this out. A lot of people, you know, when they ran out of Boomer Boosts, a lot of people, you know, said, oh, well, when they get it back in, I'll jump back in and take advantage of this. Well, it's been back in now for over a week. And, geez, I put an order in today with new Boomer Boost and barley. And so, Bob, we're just... Tell everybody the Boomer Boost is back in stock in a big way. So don't hesitate. Take advantage of it. And I believe that sale to get everything, it's not a sale, to get everything at the current prices before the price increase goes up, as I remember, it goes up on the 3rd of October, which is a Tuesday. Is that true, Bob? Do I have the date right?
Yes. It's
okay.
A week from today, the prices go up, and up till then, people can get it at the current pricing.
At the current price, yep.
Good time to do it. Good time if you were using Boomer Boost before and you stopped. We have new Boomer Boost in, plenty of it, and we're hearing lots of really great reports about it. People saying how they like the taste, they like the energy they feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. And also, we got a testimonial yesterday, Bruce, from a man whose son is a semi-pro hockey player. And he's been using the Gladiator barley for over a year. And he was playing, hockey at like 185 pounds, I think it was, when he started using the Boomer Boost. And the reason his dad got him started on, or he was the Gladiator barley, I'm sorry, his dad got him started on it so he could get bigger and stronger, because in hockey, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, he's now playing at 225 pounds.
Oh, there's some beef. 225?
He gained a lot of muscle. Yep.
Yeah.
And recently, he started using the new Boomer Boost.
Come on.
Just a couple of weeks ago. And he started to feel another surge of strength coming. And not only that, but speed. And even now, being one of the biggest players on the team, they do these particular exercises to see who the fastest skater is, and they do these sprints, and he is now sprinting as the fastest skater on the team also.
Wow. Now, who does he play for, Bob, that you know? Who do you think he's playing for?
I don't know. It's a minor league team that I'm not
trying in this
not
country?
Really sure exactly where it is. Yes,
okay,
I believe.
In the United States?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, at any rate, his sister also plays hockey and has been having similar results.
Good.
At any rate,
that's great.
We heard that. And then we also got another testimonial. This one's about college, and I'm going to read it. It says, it's a woman whose initials are EF. She says, the collagen is beyond description. I add one scoop to my morning coffee for an extra boost of confidence. I've been using collagen for more than a year, and my hair, skin, nails show the improvement. My joints are healthier without pain or creaking, and I feel younger just knowing how this product's improving my body that was lacking this vital piece to the puzzle for a more youthful outlook. Try it for a couple of months. You'll definitely notice the changes. My hairdresser asked me, what are you taking? Your hair is growing and your skin is glowing.
Oh, that's cool. Very good. Wow. That's
good,
Bob, because, you know, as we age, you know, sometimes our joints are like Rice Krispies, you know what I mean? Snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we also heard another testimonial, Bruce, from a gentleman who stopped by the office today to pick up his products, and he lives right here in St. Petersburg, and he heard about us on the big call. So another story of a person from our own town who didn't know about our company until they were told about the big call and started listening to the big call.
And here he is right down the
really
street
great.
From you.
Yeah, it was really great to meet him and to help him out. He was talking about how he likes the new Boomer Boost. He's been using the barley for a while, and he was having some trouble with his neck. He'd been in a car accident, and We showed him how to do a special technique for people that have had whiplash. It's called the brush comb technique. And if people have chronic neck pain, you know, the side of their neck that kind of goes down there to their upper back, it's a really great technique which helps to restore the flow of the chi to that area. Because oftentimes if people injure something, they can get treatment at their doctor, they can go to the chiropractor, and everything looks like it should be fine, but they still have pain. And so you can use this technique where you take a bristly brush, you sit in a chair, and say it's the right side of your neck that hurts. You take your left, you put this bristly brush facing bristles up on your left knee, kind of on your thigh, and then you rub your wrist, the fleshy part of your wrist, with your palm down. You rock your wrist back and forth across those bristles, and it stimulates all the meridians, which start in your fingertips. They all come up through your wrist. So you're stimulating that, and then you put some lotion on your neck where it's stiff on the right-hand side because those meridians crisscross, and you put some lotion there, and you take a comb, the back of a comb, not the teeth, and you rub the area vigorously. The lotion is so you don't burn your skin, and you do that for 3 or 4 minutes. You can do it yourself or have someone else do it for you, and that technique restores the flow of the chi, and quite often, right away, 2-3 minutes later, you get full range of motion back in your neck. The pain goes away, never comes back. And if you have pain on both sides of your neck, you can then switch, do it on, put your right wrist on the brush and then rub on the left side. And so it worked today for the gentleman that came to visit. We did that for him in the office, and right away his neck was feeling better. So then he had a friend there with him, and they were, and I asked him if he'd ever done the ultimate mind quality exercise, which also involves your neck, because you're doing these head circles and rotating your head all the way around. And sometimes when people have a stiff neck, because they're holding some tension there related to an emotional trauma, or in this case, an actual physical trauma, which whenever you're in a car accident, it's kind of a shocking thing, right? And so sometimes by doing this, these head circles, you can release tension in your neck as well. And so we were able to teach him how to do that calming exercise, and right away you could see in his face, and he was saying to himself, wow, I feel really, really calm. And he felt more awake. He said he felt really calm, but a lot more awake. And so it was really great to get to meet both of them that came to visit today. And
very cool.
It's not very often that people come to visit, but when they do, it's really awesome. But
that's really cool.
Yeah, so also, Bruce, just want to remind people, as you were saying, prices are going up on the 3rd of October. People want to get those the prices right now on things that are, you know, are going to, the prices are going to be going up on everything. So it's been a couple of years since we've done that, even though our costs have gone up every year. It's been a couple of years since we raised prices, and now we're doing that. So give us a call if you want to, if you want help placing an order. And some people do. I talked to a couple of people yesterday, and it's their first time ordering. They just felt more comfortable calling in to get help.
Sure.
And so that works out really well also. And You know, you'll get Lucy on the phone or Jean, or not this week, you won't get Stephanie on the phone. She's on vacation.
But yep.
You might get Ann or Jim also, and they'll be happy to help you. And then just lastly here, Bruce, I wanted to just remind people of some stuff that's on sale. They're on really good sale.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because we heard that testimonial from the woman about collagen. Well, we have this special combo that makes the collagen work way, way better by combining it with the barley and also some vitamin C. And it helps you create a lot more collagen when you do it in that combo. And also, this is a time of year. It's almost October. And a really big trend in the whole world of nutrition the last few years has been products for your immune system. If you look at our site and you look at the products on sale, we have an immune defense bundle that includes our lignans and probiotics and also vitamin C. And then we also put individual products that we know for sure are great for your immune system. We put those on sale as well, including vitamin D and olive leaf extract and other things. And they're really inexpensive right now. When you go to that on sale page. And that is
excellent
it for tonight, Bruce. It's 15 minutes after 10.
After 10. Thank you, Bob. Let's let everybody know how to get to the website. All you do is go to Big Call Universe. Don't put anything before big, just bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to take you right into Bob's website. So click on Boomers, and it'll take you right into Bob's website. You go through all the different products and look at the products that are on sale, like you just described. The immune defense bundle, a great idea. Also, take advantage of the current pricing before it goes up a week from today. So that's a great idea to go ahead and get back in the game with Boomer Boost and Barley. Remember, together, the synergy between those two is really strong and really powerful when you take the two together. And that's why it's called, you know, that's why it's called the bundle. That's why it's called the two work together very well. And that's why it's all part of that program. We have a thing, you know, that's designed as a total health system. And in the total health system, you know, you get the Boomer Boost, you get the barley of your choice, whether it's heirloom or gladiator. And then you also get, let's see, what do you get with that, Bob? You get,
you get your extra vitamin D. Yep, and omega-3.
And
probiotics.
Probiotics, that was the third. I thought so. I just want to make sure. So you got your premium probiotics, vitamin D, 3, and, your omega-3, your fish oil, the omega-3. Those are all part of your startup, you know, your basic health package. And that's what we recommend everybody get started with. And then, of course, add whatever else, you know, you want to add. The collagen bundle is a great deal, too, though. The collagen bundle, which you bundle with a barley, heirloom barley, and with the vitamin C, is a great way to take advantage of getting the collagen at a super price with the barley and the vitamin C. So that's really, that activates, like Bob said, that activates the collagen and makes it much more effective in the body. So take advantage of it. Also, the phone number to dial, if you have any questions or it's your first time ordering and you might want a little help, it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And that's on Eastern Time. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of the current pricing until it goes up in a week. And it's a good idea if you have the wherewithal to stock up and stock up on some of this. I went ahead and put an order in yesterday, but I might put another order in before the prices go up. I don't know. We'll see. Probably could do that. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. That's excellent. And thank you for the information and the testimonials and everything. All right. Let's get into the intel a little bit. Yes, thank you, Bob. All right. Let's see. There are several things I want to bring out tonight. I'm going to try to remember all of them. The key thing right now is we heard yesterday, which was Monday, that Iraq was going to put out a major announcement this morning right after morning prayer, and maybe early morning prayer, meaning the first go at it. And I thought, okay, it's a major announcement, but what is it going to be about? Well, it took all the way up until about 6 or 7 o'clock this evening for me to figure out and find out what that announcement was from our Iraqi sources. And it ends up that the announcement they made this morning was that they were going to put in the printed version of the Gazette tomorrow, which is Wednesday, put in their newest dinar rate. And it would be, obviously, it would be a revalued rate in the Gazette, the printed version of the Gazette. Well, we already had the digital version come in last Saturday, but we didn't get the printed version of the Gazette on Wednesday as we had anticipated, but it's supposed to be in tomorrow's Gazette. Why is that important? And the reason that's important is because we understood from some of our key top paymaster sources that the funds for the bondholders that were supposed to go out at midnight tonight might be delayed somewhat until that announcement goes into the Gazette. That rate goes into the Gazette is their official record. And the printed version that comes out Wednesdays should include that rate. And they may also put in an announcement that we heard was going to come out October 3rd, next Tuesday. But I don't know. It may come out, it may be in this Gazette tomorrow, but it's about Iraq's sovereignty. They are going to declare, now listen, it may not be in tomorrow's, but we were told it should come out on the 3rd of October, which is next Tuesday. And it would be an announcement about the independence and sovereignty of Iraq. And of course, in order to have the sovereignty, they need to have a revalued rate for the dinar. Now, that's why I'm saying it could come out tomorrow, because really, if they put this newly revalued dinar rate in the Gazette, the printed version of the Gazette tomorrow, then essentially they've done what they need to do for them to declare their sovereignty and their independence as a free state. A sovereign state. All right, so that could be big. Now, we're understanding with the announcement made this morning, they're supposed to do that tomorrow. It'll probably be in the morning early. But whenever that occurs, at that point, bondholders should have the funds in their individual bond sellers' accounts, and they should be getting notifications that they have the funds in their accounts after 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. Now, the same sources also, and that's a.m., 10:30 in the morning, the same sources also indicated that we could also get our email notifications that we're looking for after 10:30 tomorrow morning. That was a real huge piece of news that we got late this afternoon. Really, this evening, before the call tonight. So I was excited to be able to bring that to you. And remember, this is information from people that are talking directly to our Treasury people that are doing this and heading up the revaluation process for our country. And let's see, let's talk about a couple of other things. So that would be really cool if that's what happens tomorrow, because that way we've got our start. We get our notifications, we set our appointments, and maybe even start exchanges tomorrow evening, afternoon, evening. Now, it could be that we get notified and set appointments for Thursday. It's hard to say at this point because we don't know. But we know that we're supposed to get notified sometime after 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. And I think that'll be, if that happens tomorrow, it'll be that way, Eastern Time, Central Time, Mountain Time, Pacific Time, etc. So we should get them at the same time all across the country based on our time zones. Now, let's go into what else might be important there. We have heard, and you guys have read it, I'm not sure that what we're hearing that has been ascribed to this top-notch individual is his actual wording. I don't believe it was. And I believe what I'm hearing from our sources is that this can go even if Biden is where he is now. This can still go. Even though I've heard it both ways. This can go with him there, it can go with him gone. So I'm just going to leave it, but let's see what happens as far as that goes. Let's talk about rates. Now Friday, you know I don't go into exact rates. You guys know I've been asked not to do that, so I don't. Some other calls, they might do that. But I try to approximate or get close or something, but not give you that. I can just tell you, on Friday's bank screens, that both dinar and dong were in double digits. Dinar was higher, but they were both outstanding. Now, many of you guys listen to what we've had to say about the ZIM in the past. The ZIM is a bearer bond, even though it's kind of a currency. It's both that and a bearer bond. It says payable to the bearer. And people don't realize until they've listened to the big call that the denomination of the ZIM bill, which is in Zimbabwe dollars, it's in dollars, but the denomination is the amount that's written on the note. Listen, they've got 50 million ZIM notes, they've got 50 billion ZIM notes, they've got 100 million ZIM notes, they've got 50 billion, they've got 10 trillion, 50 trillion, and 100 trillion. They've probably got more than I even mentioned just now. Well, that's the denomination of the note. If you had a 10T note, a 10 trillion ZIM note, it's worth the value of what I just said, 10 trillion. Zimbabwe dollars, and the Zim dollar is 1-to-1 with the U.S., on par with the U.S. yen. The U.S. yen, our new dollar. So don't be confused about that. That's why Zim holders are going to be treated with kid gloves when you go into the redemption center. Okay? Because they're going to care a lot about our projects and what we have to say and what we do in the future. So don't be confused by that, please. Now, other dates that are of importance. We had heard that in the last, I'd say about 3 or 4 days ago, that this was going to go by Friday, this week. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow is looking great for us so far, provided Iraq puts the rate in the printed version of the Gazette in the morning, which we're told that announcement this morning by Iraq said that that's what was going to happen. So if they do what they said that they were going to do, we're in pretty good shape, real good shape. And we'll get this party started before the end of the week, either tomorrow or Thursday probably. And Friday will just be another great Friday. Now, the other thing is October 1st is the day that the Zim, not the Zim, hold on, I'm getting my things confused here, is the date that the U.S. yen, our new currency, is supposed to be announced, we think. The U.S. yen on the 1st of October. Now, the first 2 weeks of October, we should have our Nasara and Jasara brought out. They may tie that in with some disclosure over those 14 days, those 2 weeks. But we're also supposed to get the, I call it R&R now, Restitutional and Reclamation Allowance, in the first 2 weeks of October. So that's a big deal. It won't be quite as big a deal for us, but it'll be a big deal. And they have that divided sort of by decades. 60 to 70 will get approximately this much in a lump sum. 50 to 60 will get this month over a one-year period, meaning divided by 12, payable each month, whatever their total is. It starts at age 30, so age 30 to 50 will get their amount over a 15-year period. So sort of like an annuity, but 15 years is what they're going to be paid out at the age of 30 to age 50. Age 51 to 60 is going to be a lump sum, but it's divided into 12 parts, paid out over 1 year. And then those of us in the 60 and older, 60 to 70 plus range, will get it as a lump sum payment into the same bank that we get our Social Security in, and into that same account. Okay, and that'll be a big deal. It'll be a lump sum. It'll be big for a lot of, let's call them older Americans. I'm not thinking of myself as older, but I'm in that group. Now, Social Security changes in November. And it's going to be a pretty strong amount. They're kind of dropping, I think, they're dropping the term Social Security. I don't know what they're going to call it. But it's going to be a bigger number than we're getting now by a long shot. And it's going to happen in that age group of 62 to infinity, however old you are. I guess you keep getting this every month until you die. So don't die anytime soon, like 300, 400 years, using the med bed for longevity and Boomer Boost and Barley and premium probiotics for longevity. So let's see what the other piece might be. I told you about the rates, kind of. Told you a little bit about the Zim. Again, we're looking to be notified from an email. I don't know where it's going to come from other than it'll be a Wells Fargo server. And whatever it says, you know, read it carefully twice at least before you act on it and call the call center with the 800 number that they provide for you. Make sure that you have, let's say, talk about some basics that you should know already. They would like two forms of photo ID. They pretty much know who all the Zim holders are, but they don't know who has been gifted Zim. They have some idea, in some cases, who were gifted Zim, but for the most part, they don't. So those people that were gifted Zim going in, you need to pony up your two forms of photo ID, a utility bill showing your house address, where you live, and also house or apartment or wherever. And then also, And you need, like I said, your passport or driver's license. If you have both, bring both. And then, you know, they'll say, and the first thing they'll do is just verify who you are. Know your customer. They'll verify who you are to you. And then they'll start looking for your currency to count it on the De La Rue machine and verify it, that it's legit. You don't have to bring receipts for your currency. You only have to prove where you got it. They don't have time to monkey with that. They don't really care. So just, you know, just be prepared to pony that up. If you have multiple currencies, put the currencies in the same denominations in each currency. So like if you have dinar, you know, if you got 25K notes, 10K, 5K, 1K, you know, all those notes need to be, you know, in those little bundles, paper clipped or just little rubber bands around them, something like that. Put them in there so they can run the same denomination of note at the same time through the De La Rue machine. Don't mix them all up into different denominations like, oh, here's a 25K, oh, here's two 10s, here's a 5K, oh, there's another 25. No, divide them up, separate them. And in my case, I'm going to tell them how much of each currency, not denomination, but how much of each currency I have. So they'll know that even before they run it through the De La Rue machine. And I'm only doing that so to see if they come up with the same number that I came up with without a De La Rue machine. Okay? So I'm just hoping that my numbers are correct when they run them. Okay? So they'll do that on your currencies, on your dinar, on your dong, on your rupiah, on your whatever other currencies we had, Afghanistan, Afghani. There are 27 currencies that are going up in value, 27. So when they do that, and then you'll have an opportunity to present your presentation on your project. If you're a Zim holder, you really should have one or more projects that you're going to use the Zim money or part of it. You don't have to use all of it. Use part of it, you know, to fund your project. And, you know, Sue's done with our listeners on Big Call Universe, she's done so many different projects. We can't even count how many projects that she has helped to curate or create. And in some cases, that many cases, people have used the world-class formula to create their presentations. And that's really what's recommended, using the world-class formula, because that way you get the examples of how at least 5 or 6 different projects were created using the formula, and you can see the pattern that was generated. You can see how that was coming together and how that worked out. That is something highly recommended. You guys remember the world-class formula is $165, and then you get those emails, and you can create your project for that. You'll have 5 to 8 minutes to present your project, or projects, plural. So beware of that. And also, once you do that, and you've arrived at a total amount that you'll have to put into your quantum account, you'll be able to move a certain amount into your Wells Fargo primary account. So I probably ought to quit while I'm ahead, but the quantum account card you'll be able to get there at the Redemption Center that allows you to put a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint to it so you can gain access with an email, a brand new email, by the way, a brand new email address and a new password. And then you'll go from there, and then you'll be able to move funds. But for the first 90 days, you should be able to tell them, yeah, I'd like to put X number of million or maybe billion into that primary account. And that primary account will gain interest. It will earn interest. And the money in the quantum account or the QFS account, that will not earn any interest. But that's where the mother load will be until you move it into your primary or secondary, Wells accounts. So let's see what tomorrow brings, see whether we even have a call on Thursday or not. We'll see. Obviously, if we get numbers, we're off to the races. We're doing exchanges. We won't have a call. We might pre-record a celebration call. We'll see. But let's go ahead now, before I hiccup my way through the prayer time, let's go ahead and pray the call out. Okay, let's do that. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've given us. Thank you for the love that you've shed abroad in our hearts through Jesus Christ. Thank you for this blessing that is almost here. Lord, we pray it in. We're believing for it to come in over the next couple of days. Thank you for it. Thank you for all that you're doing for us in our lives currently to keep us healthy, healed, and whole. And thank you, Lord, for the future that we have together. And also, thank you for everything that you've done in our lives so far. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And before I hang up, let me just remind everybody, Sue has a new class that would start next Tuesday, the 3rd, if this doesn't go before then. So you can pre-register now if you're interested in taking that class. And then obviously the bundle is really important, to get that bundle of 30 hours of classes that she has led, and very enjoyable, 5 different class segments, and it would be an excellent thing to listen to an hour and a half a day, one class a day at your convenience. So do that. That's 400 in the subject line. You'd want to put leadership bundle 400, And there is a bonus in there included in those 30 hours. So send that off to integratedminds@hushmail.com and make sure that's payable by Zelle or Cash App, that 400, okay? So send that off. So we'll see what happens in the next 2 days. Let's hope everything goes through. As we have heard, Iraq was going to announce that, put that new revalued dinar rate in the printed version of the Gazette tomorrow. Let's see how that goes. All right, everybody, have a great night. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you.